Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Joining us right now is our pal Mike Rizzo, President General Manager of the Washington Nationals. Presented by FHFR, FHFR Plumbing, Heating, Air Conditioning, and Electrical, the official plumbing partner of the Washington Nationals. Absolutely the best. Good morning, Mike.
Morning, Junkies. How are you guys doing?
Mike, I got a question. What is a typical work day for you like now? Like, there's a period of time where you're ramping up for a trade deadline, right? There's a period of time where you're ramping up for a draft. What is going on right now in kind of a day-to-day for you?
Well, we're trying to, with a day game, it differs a little bit.
Sure.
But with a night game, usually you're in the office at a reasonable time, depending on what time the game ends. And I'm trying to get in there about 10 o'clock or so. We have a kind of a normal work day with meetings and that type of thing. And then around 4 o'clock or so, you're gearing up for the game. You go downstairs. I talk to the manager and the coaches and watch batting practice and that type of thing. But the kind of mode we're in now is, we're in evaluation mode right now. We're evaluating, everything in the organization from the top to the bottom, from scouting, player development, front office, major league side, minor league side, all that type of stuff, and trying to make decisions for this offseason and to get us back on track.
I saw Ruiz had a big night last night. He had three hits. Lane Thomas still hitting the ball, leading off for you. So I got to think Lane Thomas is a legitimate possibility to, I don't know if he'll play center field or what, but he's got to be a legitimate possibility to be in the starting lineup next year the way he's hitting now, right, and the way he's playing defense?
Well, he's looking extremely good for us. We knew when we scouted him with the Cardinals, he's a player with a lot of tools and kind of a quick twitch guy that can play multiple positions. We like the skill set. He's shown me at the big league level that he really knows the strike zone. He's got a short, compact stroke. He doesn't strike out a lot. And what surprised me and a lot of our other scouts is a little bit, he does have some thump. When he squares it up, he can hit the ball out of the ballpark. And he has stolen bases before. So, we got ourselves a good contributor to a championship caliber club with his skill and talent set, and we're glad to have him. He's a terrific guy in the clubhouse, and he's working extremely hard. He's here to make an impression on us, and so far the impression has been positive.
So Zim launches a 442-foot homer. It's the furthest opposite field home run by a Nats hitter since at least 2015.
Awesome.
I mean, he may be getting up there in baseball years, but he still has pop in that bat, and that was evidence last night.
Yeah, he really wears out left-handed pitching. He's shown over his career that he could hit lefties and righties, but in his later years, his appearances against left-handed pitching have been great, and that's what he does. And he still has the hand speed and the bat speed to get to turn around those. I think that pitch was 95 or 96, and I remember Castro of the Mets threw him one of those sidearm fastballs at 99, and he hit one out. So he still has the quick twitch to put the barrel of the bat on the ball. And, like I've always said, when he hits it and it hits the barrel for Zim, it stays hit, and it goes a long way. He's proven that throughout his terrific career with us.
Does that go without saying, then, that if he decides he wants to come back, that the Nats are certainly open? I mean, like, you would want him back for sure?
I would, just Ryan Zimmerman has a place on Mike Rizzo's team any time and as long as he wants it.
Yeah. Wow. Man, that's pretty freaking awesome.
Man, he pummeled that ball.
He crushed that.
I know, right?
And Soto's just having a big year. Three hits last night. How do you think Carter has played overall, Keyboom, overall? He was 1-for-3 last night. I don't have his overall numbers in front of me, but I know it seems like we ask you about Carter every week, but can you give me his overall assessment so far since he's had a chance to play every day?
Yeah, I think he's improving. His needle's moving north. I think you saw last night he hit. He was 1-for-3. He hit 105 or 106 mile an hour exit velocity on a single on a fastball. He's still adjusting to the speed of the major league game at third base. I think he's got the hands and the feet to play over there extremely well in the future when he gets accustomed to it. I played shortstop. I was drafted as a shortstop, moved to second base, ended up playing third base in my short minor league career. I felt third base is the most difficult of the infield positions to play. You very rarely have a routine ball. It's either a bullet or a spinner or a topper, and you're constantly fielding and throwing off balance. So I think he's come a long way defensively. I think he's got a ways to go defensively still, but I like where his total game is at, and I think he's playing with confidence and poise and playing well for us.
I always like to get a Stras update. I just want to know where he is.
How's he feeling?
Are we tossing? What are we doing?
Yeah, not tossing yet, but soon. I think you'll see towards the end of the season, he'll start his throwing program. And I saw him and talked to him in the clubhouse yesterday for a bit, and he's upbeat and feels good about the prospects of him being ready for spring training. So. We'll continue to monitor that throughout the winter.
What can he do now? Can he do like squats? Like, does he do treadmill work? Or what kind of stuff can he do now?
Yeah, he's doing full body workouts. He's in terrific shape. He's really ripped up and in very good condition. So he's conditioning every other part of his body that he can without putting any kind of stress on that thoracic. Outlet area that he had surgery at.
Can you answer this? Have you and your scouting department already put together a list of free agents that you're kind of targeting?
You know, we haven't done that yet, but that'll come soon. We're also going to identify what we think a non-tender possible list will look like in the league, and that happens soon after the season ends. We'll do our postseason autopsy on where we're at, what we're doing, where we're going, and put together our kind of our battle plan for the off season.
Will you have? I should know this, but I haven't looked. But will you have the financial flexibility if you want and you see a guy that you love that you can sign? I mean, you could sign one or two big name guys if you wanted to.
You know, we haven't talked at this point with ownership yet about, where we're going with the payroll next year and that type of thing. But, part of our plan is to continue to sign good players, that are going to help us become a championship caliber club again in the near future. So, with that said, we've always had the resources to put a quality team on the field. I don't see that changing.
Right.
Well, Mike, hang in there. I know this isn't the type of season you expected at 60-85, but we appreciate you jumping on with us every week.
Yeah, no doubt, but it's a different challenge. It's a challenge, but it's a different challenge, and you have to take it that way with a positive outlook. I really love watching these young kids play every day. They come to the ballpark with an exuberance and excitement that you don't see later on in their career. So. The coaching staff is fired up about it. We're fired up for the challenge of putting this thing this season behind us and start contending for championships again. So we're all about it, and we're up for the challenge. And I think that the DC people have kind of bought into our game plan wonderfully, and they've been nothing but supportive of the people that I've spoken to.
Did you get a chance to watch the Chargers Washington game on Sunday? I'm not sure if the Nats were playing at the same time. I apologize, I should know that. But did you get a chance to watch that? And then what?
Pretty sure they were.
Yeah, I did not. I did not get to see it. No.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So I can't. It's not fair to ask you if you're disappointed, because you're definitely a Washington fan, right?
Oh, definitely. You know, I grew up a Bears fan, so I always, right. My allegiance is the Chicago Bears. But I'm definitely a Washington football team fan, for sure.
Right. Hey, when do the Bears start Justin Fields? What week?
I said this early on the season. I was thinking game four.
Okay.
There
all
you
right.
go.
All that, right, Mike. That was my guess.
All right, thank you, Mike. We'll talk to you next week.
Good luck today.
By the way, the Washington Post points this out today in their article about, you know, Zimmerman's bomb, whatever, and just how the team has changed.
Yeah.
The remaining active players from the 2019 title run,
mm-hmm.
right now, mm-hmm. like on the field yesterday, were Ryan Zimmerman, Juan Soto, Patrick Corbin. And then the next three guys, they were on the roster. Wander Suero, Austin Voth, and Andrew Stevenson. Like, he even pointed out, like, that's kind of a stretch.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, six guys. Now,
Strasburg,
Joe Ross, Parra are with the team but on the injured list.
Yeah.
Victor Robles in the minors. But just think of that turnover. That was just 2 years ago. They won the World Series.
It was a complete sell-off.
And yesterday, in the dugout, six active players. That's it.
Yep.
From that World Series team.
So, six guys.
Wow. I think that's kind of interesting. I don't know if it's newsworthy, but that Mike Rizzo says as long as Ryan Zimmerman wants to play, he has a spot on my team.
Yep. He's kind of indicated that in the past.
Yeah, but, we're getting up there in years.
I can't imagine Ryan wants to go somewhere else be a DH.
No, but I mean,
I think Zim, though, said, like, before when he decided to come back, that he had a couple, you know, it wasn't like he was just coming back for 1 year. And he thought he had a couple seasons left in him. And I think
that, yeah, I know, but I'm worried because the team might be pooped next year that he might not want to deal with it from Ryan's perspective.
Yeah.
You know, does he want to go through another rebuild? I know that. I mean,
probably Ryan's just depends if he likes playing with the guys.
Yeah, let's see what it looks like.
He still loves playing. He'll be back. No matter if it's a tough rebuild.
Trying to see.
Seems like he's having a good time.
He killed that ball.
Yeah, I mean, when you do that, that just shows clearly he's still got it in him.
In a part-time role, he can still produce.
All right, I'm trying to see what.
He's 36, turns 37 this month.
This is good news. I'm looking at Robles in Rochester. He's hitting 292. See, like, this is what he should do in Rochester. He's hitting 292. He's got three bombs, six are, and just like, oh, no. Yeah, three bombs.
Well, that's good. That's encouraging because he lost his power this year.
Lane Thomas is hitting 300 since he was traded to Washington.
That's good.
So Thomas is having a pretty good.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
A little run here.
That's good. But we need Robles to kind of reestablish himself, get his swagger back.
Oh, I would agree.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
How's Riley Adams been?
I haven't really paid attention to his numbers. I mean, okay, I'm guessing. Ruiz had three hits last night. And he's one of the big parts, one of the big pieces they got from the Dodgers.
Yep. All right, coming up next, we're going to get back into the Washington football team matchup they play on Thursday Night Football. That's tomorrow night against the New York Giants. Paul Dottino, insider for the Giants on WFAN, joins us next. Don't go anywhere. Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. You want to check us out on the TV side. Earlier in the show, we spent some time talking about how big of a game this is, believe it or not, in week two when you start off 0-1 and you take on a division opponent. Washington football team taking on the Giants on Thursday night football. They also started off 0-1. Join us right now to give us a little insight into the Giants and the matchups. Paul Dottino covers the Giants for WFAN in New York. What's up, Paul?
Good morning. Good to talk to you.
So, Paul, your team, the Giants, they've struggled the last 5 years. 6-10 last year, Daniel Jones entering his third year. Let's start with him. He's one of those guys who, when I watch him, I'm like, man, he looks pretty good. But then he'll make like a bonehead decision. How does the fan base feel about Daniel Jones at this point?
Well, I think I'm probably on a little bit more of the minority side. I'm a backer of Daniel Jones. I think he does a lot of things extremely well. I think he's got a terrific skill set. And I think that he's still a young guy whose best football is ahead of him. You mentioned boneheaded play. You know what? He made one the other day, and it wasn't so much the fumble itself. It was his decision not to slide. Giants were down by 10 in the third quarter. They were driving. He scrambles, has a lot of open real estate in front of him, and I get it. He probably thinks he's got to make a big play there. He's got to do something to spark the team. So he reaches, and he does something foolish. Instead of just sliding, which every quarterback can do, you slide feet first, you give yourself up, he has open room. So instead of sliding for an 8-yard gain and setting up a 2nd-and-2 deep in Denver territory, which is what he should have done, he decides he's going to go forward. And so he gets tackled. He gets another Bronco coming in, punching the ball out, even though he had two hands on it, which is exactly what he's supposed to do. But the point is, instead of sliding, taking the gain, and living for a 2nd-and-2 in the red zone, which is the smart play, he got too aggressive, tried to take too much on his plate, and consequently put himself in position where a fumble can happen. Every quarterback knows if you slide, go feet first, they blow the whistle dead, you can't fumble the football. In fact, if they hit you, it's a penalty. So in my opinion, he made an elementary mistake by trying to do too much. And there's an example of what you're talking about when he did so many things right in the game, played really, to be honest with you, played fairly well, and then does something that's inexplicable because he was trying to be too aggressive.
Did Denver end up scoring on that next drive?
No, I don't believe that they did.
Okay. All
but right. It short-circuited an opportunity for the Giants to potentially, at the very least, make it a one-score game because a field goal makes it 17-10, touchdown. You know, makes it 17-14.
Right, right. Well,
so, you know, he's trying to make a play. I get it. He, in his mind, he's thinking, I see the chains, so I'm going to try at the least to get that first down, and maybe even more, because there was some room there. But that aggressiveness put him in a spot where he made himself vulnerable to the punch out.
Right. He's had a million turnovers in his 3 years. Cakes, what did you throw out there, 40?
40 in his start so far, yeah.
He's got 40.
That's a lot.
That's a lot. But so you're a backer, all right? You said you're probably part of the minority. What are most fans thinking about Daniel Jones? Is this the one year he's really got to prove it and they want to move on next year? Or are there still a lot of...
That's the majority opinion, is that, you know, this has got to be his prove-it season. You know, we all talk in the NFL that your third year is the year you really have to show it. You have to break out. And so, and this is also the year he's got the most weapons. Obviously, the Giants went out and got Rudolph. They drafted Tony. They signed Galladay. Barkley coming back after last year, missing almost the whole season, you know, with the torn up knee. So he's got the most weapons. He's still got an offensive line that's incredibly inconsistent, although they did pass protect well against Denver. They only gave up 2 quarterback hits. Think about that for a second. He threw the ball 37 times. And only got hit twice. And that was by Von Miller, who came around right tackle Nate Solder and beat him for 2 sacks. But I'd sign up for 2 quarterback hits and 37 pass attempts any day of the week. They actually pass protected well against Denver. What they didn't do at all was run block worth a damn.
Right.
And that was the problem. But, I think everybody believes that this has got to be the year for Jones to take the next step forward. And you know, unfortunately for him, as you guys know, the quarterback is always the magnet. He's going to get too much praise, and he's going to get too much blame. But that's in every NFL city.
All right, I wanted to ask you about Saquon. Obviously, everyone wants to see him back at full strength. It's been my position that it takes these guys. If your name's not Adrian Peterson, you can come back in a year, of course, and play. But you're not going to be Saquon, I don't think, until next year. We had Michael Lombardi on earlier, and he said it was obvious to him that Saquon still, you know, isn't quite right yet. What are you seeing, and what are you expecting coming off a short rest, a Monday night game? That's not ideal to start the season for him.
I think this is a three-part answer, and, yeah. I'm going to have to ask you to bear with me a second here. Number one, in terms of Barkley, he only practiced the last week and a half or so and was jostled, thudded, pushed, shoved, wasn't really tackled in practice. I mean, you're not going to do that. So he finally faced his first tackling against the Broncos on Sunday. So as he told us yesterday, he felt fine, but he was tired and he was a bit sore.
Right.
It was to be expected. Look, you guys both know the CBA has made training camp nothing more than a video game and flag football. That's just the way it is. Look, I'm an old school guy. I've been covering this team for 39 years. I know what Parcells used to put these guys through. This is a picnic compared to that.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, what I wouldn't do to have the Parcells Giants and the Gibbs, you know, Washington team be locking up tomorrow instead of what we have to see. No, seriously, I love the game. And those battles were great battles between great teams instead of two teams that last year couldn't even reach 500. So let me just say I yearn for those days. But in terms of Barkley, so he touched the ball 11 times, had a drop pass, and had a pass incomplete to him. So 13 opportunities, touched it 11. I did some research on this, and first of all, he believes he's ready to go tomorrow. He feels confident. The Giants feel confident he'll be able to play. I suspect he'll be limited under 20 touches. That would be my expectation. He played 48% of the snaps against Denver, and a lot of them were deep boys. And I think the same thing will probably happen against Washington. But in terms of the research, you mentioned Adrian Peterson. There were two Pro Bowl caliber running backs who suffered torn ACLs in the middle of their careers and came back to not only make the Pro Bowl, but have career years in their first year back. Adrian Peterson, you mentioned.
Yeah.
Jamaal Charles is the other one.
Okay.
Both of them did it in the 2012 season. Peterson, of course, was MVP and ran for over 2,000 yards. I don't think it's a coincidence if you go back to this injury and this surgery, which is the most similar to what Barkley had, in each of the first two games of Charles's and Peterson's season in 2012, they were limited to under 20.
Mm-hmm.
And it was only in week three that either guy eclipsed 20 touches. So I'm using that historical reference as my gauge.
So you're looking for a big year.
Barkley's gonna do.
You're still holding out hope for a big year.
I'm sorry?
You're still holding out hope for a big year.
I don't think there's any question.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't think there's any question. Charles did it. Peterson did it. There's no reason that Barkley can't run for over 1,000. Now, is 1,000 a big year anymore?
No.
I don't know.
Right.
I said before the season that he would probably be limited for three games.
Yeah.
After doing the research and finding out what Charles and Peterson did, I said, okay, it's going to be at least two games that he'll be limited. I think Barkley's going to run for 1,100, maybe 1,200 yards. But again, you know, is that superstar status given today's bar? You know, I don't think
still
that's
solid.
Elite right now.
Still solid.
I mean, guys are running for 1,400, 1,500 yards.
Yeah. All right, Paul, let me ask you about Washington and what you guys are seeing from your perspective. So Fitz is gone. He's down at least half the season probably. You get a journeyman there. Taylor Heineke has shown flashes, but nobody knows if he's going to be able to do this consistently. Our defense, big disappointment last week. For whatever reason, your guy, Daniel Jones, JP opened the interview here by saying that you guys have struggled the last 5 years. We struggled the last 25 years, right? We've been worse. You guys, Daniel Jones is 4-0 against us. You guys probably not afraid of this matchup at all. What do you see when you look at Washington?
Well, you mentioned the Giants have won 5 in a row against Washington and 7 of the last 9.
Mm-hmm.
There's no doubt it has been a bit of a hex like the Giants had in reverse against the Cowboys and Eagles until last year when they beat them and swept the division at home. So I understand what that psychological stuff is about. What do I see? I saw two defenses in the Giants and Washington that both underperformed last week. I saw a Washington defense that has the best defensive line in football, but looked like they were playing their fourth exhibition game. I saw a back seven of the Giants, which is far superior to the Washington back seven. This is why it's interesting to me, because I think the Giants and Washington have two of the top 10 defenses in the league. But the Giants have a better back seven. Washington has the better defensive line. So, you know, it almost cancels out, to be frank with you. I think they're both very, very comparable in terms of overall scope of defense. I think both defenses are disgusted at the tape they put on display Sunday. Mm-hmm. And they should be. Mm-hmm. Let's face it. You know, I'm sure Washington is very upset that their defensive line, you know, was playing patty cake for almost three quarters. I thought in the fourth quarter they got some more pressure. But the first three quarters, mm-hmm. I mean, I watched the Chargers use basically regular five- and six-man standard protections, and they kept those guys out. That was, you know, I'm like, all right, no. Washington's still stuck in preseason mode because they're better than that. And I watched the Giants, and I was like, okay, they had to stay turned out according to the one analytics service, and I'm not big on analytics, but I do believe it's important to bring this up. The Giants pressured Bridgewater all day. They had the sixth best pass rush in terms of pressures of any team in the league the other day. But Bridgewater played the game of his life. He made smart decisions all day. He threw darts that were razor sharp, as precise as could be. And he was escapable like you can't believe. I thought he had butter on his jersey. Because for all of the pressure the Giants had, okay, what happened? They had six quarterback hits and two sacks. Those are not terrible numbers, but Bridgewater made them pay in every critical situation by making a razor-sharp throw while eluding the rush. So the Giants were beating their offensive line left and right. They were surrounding them like sharks around chum, and they just couldn't get their hands on them to bring them down. That's Washington's only chance in this game. Heinicke can run. He's quick. He's fast. He ducks under moves. He's got some slipperiness and some quicks. If they put butter on his jersey, that gives Washington a chance to win this game. If he can't get away, I think the Giants will take care of him. On the other side, I think it's interesting. You know, as I said, Daniel Jones only got hit twice in 37 pass attempts last week. He got hit twice. That's it. Giants defense offensive line, pass protected well, couldn't run block at all. So I think both of these teams are saying, we know what the Achilles is on the other side of the ball. The question is our team going to live up to the back?
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Back of their football card and do what they're supposed to do.
Joined by Paul DeTino, covers the Giants for WFAN in New York. This game looks critical for the Giants, especially because their next three, they host Atlanta in week three. Then they have back-to-back roadies against the Saints and the Cowboys in weeks four and five. So they feel like they need to pick this one up so they don't get in that, you know, 1-4, 2-3 type of hole by week five.
Well, I think most importantly is, you know, and you guys know this, the Giants have not had, they're the only NFL team that has not had a winning record at any point during the season since 2017. It's been rough, and they have had horrible starts. They've lost 10 of their last 11 regular season openers, including five in a row. And you know, last year, I thought going into the season that there was a 6-10 team with the potential, if things broke right, they might be 500. They might be 8-8. So I was on with my station after they were 0-4. And my fellow hosts were like, okay, 0-4, this team might win 4 or 5 games. I said, no, fellas, listen. Nowadays, honestly, September is feel-it-out football. I'm telling you, the Giants roster is a 500 roster. You're telling me they're 0-4 today. I understand that. There's nothing they can do about that. They're going 6-6 the rest of the way. They're going to finish 6-10. I guarantee it. They did. I think the roster is at least a 500 roster. They improved their team better. More. They had more improvements than anyone else in the NFC East this year, and they have more balance with the three units of offense, defense, and special teams than any team in the NFC East. They should win the NFC East at 10-7, and Washington should be right behind them, probably at 9-8. Now, right now, these two teams, they can't be happy with what they put on tape Sunday, and the Philadelphia Eagles are saying, we just kicked the living hell out of Atlanta. Isn't it great that we're in first place? They're by far the worst team in the division, fellas. You and I both know that.
Well, you think that, but what if Jalen Hurts puts performances like he had against Atlanta? I know Atlanta stinks week after week.
Well, I think what happens is we all get fooled. Because any of us who have been around the game a long time, we know that the first week is not indicative of what a team really is. Mm-hmm. And we certainly know, again, with today's CBA and now cutting back on preseason games to three, I hate to say it, but even last week, Joe Judge and Patrick Graham, the Giants defensive coordinator, they were already talking about how it's going to take a couple of weeks at least, maybe even all of September, which is three games, okay, before you figure out what you are. I've seen too many teams, Jekyll and Hyde. What you see, any team that peaks in September, and I think the Philadelphia Eagles just peaked already in the first game of the season. That's a long drop off of that cliff as they go through November and December. I'd be very surprised if that wasn't the high water mark of the Eagles season. This will be the one that NFL Films uses for 80% of their video highlights at the end of the year.
All right, Paul, good stuff. It's Paul DeTino, covers the Giants for WFAN Radio in New York. Thanks, pal.
Guys, great to be with you. Be well.
Yep. See you, Paul. Thank you.
Yep. He joined us on the BetQL guest hotline. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. Coming up next, we'll give you a chance to win some great prizes, and we're going to put the spotlight on Matt Valdez.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he got golf shamed yesterday. I think everybody needs to hear the detail.
All right, we'll get into that next here on The Fan.
All right, have you been putting off on that air conditioning repair in hopes it holds out for these last few weeks? Well, Crop Metcalf wants 2021 to be your year of comfort, which is why, for a limited time, they're offering 21% off all residential cooling repairs to assure your comfort no matter how long the summer heat lasts. Get peace of mind today for 21% less. Call 1-800-GO-CROP or visit CropMetcalf.com. Crop Metcalf, home of the 5-star technician and proud partner of the Washington Nationals.
I just felt bad for my guy Matt Valdez yesterday. So after the show was done, we're hanging out right outside of the studio.
Hanging around.
He's got alligator blood.
Right.
Just hanging, waiting for B. Mitch and Finley to start their show.
Well, you need the backstory, too.
All right, you can fill in the backstory if I'm missing something.
Almost every day, Me and B. Mitch have a golf conversation.
Okay.
While he's getting ready for his show, and I'm waiting to get have the studio set up and everything.
Mm-hmm. What type of topics do you cover?
Well, we talk about. He always asks where I'm playing, what my golf plans are for the week, and I wonder what his are. We talk about the courses we're going to play.
Yeah.
So mostly courses. Do you ever talk about like your putter?
Yeah, we do all the time. We talk about about tip stiffness in your driver.
Okay,
cakes.
Yeah, there's a lot of innuendo there.
I know where he's going. Yeah, with that cakes.
So okay, so they have these golf conversations every day. I didn't know that was a thing between them.
Kind of like you and stocks with CK.
Every time I see you pop into
CK's office, it's something about stocks.
Usually
it's,
talking about
it's
stocks.
Exactly
right.
What it's like.
It's just like that.
And then, or like I'll see him dressed in his golf attire, and you'll see me dressed in my golf attire.
So,
we'll bring it up.
So Valdez, I'm not sure when he's making the trip, but I believe he's going to Hilton Head soon.
Yeah, in a couple of weeks. Okay.
So
I love Hilton
Head,
by the way.
He's talking to B. Mitch.
Want to retire there.
It's a beautiful spot.
Just want to retire there.
Beautiful. So Valdez is like, yeah, I've got it all planned out. I'm playing at Shipyard. I'm playing at Crescent Point.
Yeah, I'm giving my...
He's listing off all the courses.
I'm giving him my golf itinerary for when I go down there. I'm trying to... See if he likes some of these courses better than others. If he has any suggestions,
I mean, he's going to play more rounds than Patrick Cantlay. I made them all up outside of Shipyard. That's the one I remember that he rattled off.
Yeah, a Shipyard was an Indigo Run, the RTJ course at Palmetto Dunes.
I played that. It's awesome.
And Atlantic Dunes.
So here's the weird thing, though. He's going all by himself, and he's just
my parents are going to be there.
Yeah, no, they told me they play golf.
Oh yeah. Trust me, it's something you'll never do ever.
By the way, when you go to the RTJ course, the second hole is a short par 4. The house right on the right, it's got a big pool in the back. That's the one I rented in May.
Oh, yeah.
This month.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And there were so many balls in the backyard. I told you this. I got about 40 balls, and I've stuck them in my bag.
Weren't you a little bit nervous to sit back there, though, that you might get clocked?
Well, there's a bunch of trees there, kind of blocks.
Somewhat protected?
I mean, believe me, there were a couple of times where the balls actually came and landed on the pool deck.
Right.
But there were so many balls back there. Anyway, so that just look out for that when you play the RTJ.
See, I personally would never live on a golf course because it's just too dangerous.
But. Well, yeah, I wouldn't either.
All right, but anyway, so I give him my itinerary and a bunch of courses that I'm playing. I'm going to get his take. Any suggestions from him? Because he's a golf silly. It's a lock he's played in Hilton Head.
100%.
Or at least gone down there. And
have you played around with him yet?
With Brian?
Yeah.
No, I have not.
I'm sure you will at some point.
I'm hoping he invites me this weekend.
So he rips off all these courses. So then he goes, so where are you playing this weekend, Brian? And Brian did the equivalent of just taking down his golf shorts and just flexing on Valdez.
Was he playing it like at Augusta or something?
He's playing at Shinnecock.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, which is one of the greatest golf courses in the world.
Of course.
He basically just check-raised all in on Valdez.
And then he's also playing some foofy Hamptons Country Club
right,
after that.
Because I guess J.P. Finley knows some high roller up there that's going to get them on those courses.
Is Finley going up, too?
Yeah, they're all going to tee it up over the weekend.
So you would know Finley is like
a big old time.
He's
Finley's
a golf
member
nerd.
At Congressional. He knows all these big sillies.
He's a big silly.
Yeah, he does.
What is JP doing?
Of course he does.
He loves to tee it up.
According to him, he married the right person.
Yeah.
Is that what it is? He married up?
I believe
so. I just felt bad for Valdez that he just got just golf check raised by B.
Mitch. Big time. Hard.
Such a big time move.
Yeah, but he didn't break your balls.
He was excited to tell me. Yeah. And honestly, I was excited to hear about it.
Right. But then you walked away thinking, oh, he probably thinks I'm a loser because I'm going to
Hilton Head.
I'm playing by myself.
I think he played Atlantic Dunes or Palmetto Dunes, one of the dunes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So.
He has a normal club here that he's a member of?
Who, Brian?
Or is he just America's Guest?
I think he's America's Guest.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Right. He's Brian Mitchell.
Yeah, I don't think
nothing wrong with that.
He's Brian Effin Mitchell.
Yeah. You get on the private jet
honestly,
in a few hours, right?
I do. Yep.
I think that 95% of the mail that comes into Odyssey is addressed to B. Mitch.
Yeah, people ask for autographs.
Yes. Yeah. He was just signing cards yesterday. He was just signing stuff all the time. He's a big silly.
You should see the amount of fan mail he gets.
I was going to ask what percentage he actually opens.
He opens it all.
Does he really?
Yeah. Oh,
all right.
He's a good dude, man. A really good dude.
Speaking of golf, Jared Goff, we are giving away some golf balls.
Some golf balls? Some Jared
We're
golf
playing
balls?
The very popular Caller 10 game brought to you by our friends.
My friends at MGM National Harbor. By the way, I have an update for the next Cakes Classic, which is the first Wednesday of October. EB will not be the enhanced bounty because he has plans, but there will be an enhanced bounty on Cody Betts' head.
Nice. Oh.
He's getting the free roll treatment, and the bounty on Cody's head is $150.
Excellent.
If you if it's a free roll, you can put me on the taxi squad.
I will put you on the list as well if you would like to come.
I just don't want to donate $300.
A future event.
But anyway, caller 10 game, we're hooking you up with a dozen Golfdom TaylorMade Junkies logoed golf balls. Play the ball that's better for all. Play the TaylorMade TP5 and TP5X compliments of and available at Golfdom. Details at thefandc.com/contest.
I will be spraying those Junkies logoed golf balls all over Norbeck Country Club for Johnny Holiday's event next month.
Very nice.
Yes, that'll be my golf outing for 2021.
That's the one.
Or no, my second, I believe.
Is it?
Because I went, Purple Heart.
I mean, you're going
with
nuts.
With Valdez and the world's worst
playing
golfer.
Playing 36 a year.
Cowboy Todd.
I think you couldn't do it 1 year, or you couldn't do the second half, but I did the Johnny Holiday Classic. It was probably just like 2 years ago, and I think Brooks Robinson was there.
Yeah.
It's just sillies there.
Of course. Big sillies. I feel like a pauper when I go out to that
it's
event.
It's kind of nubs. Cake says he goes for, like, the T-shirt.
He got a really good swag.
How dare you?
Which, by the way,
it's always a nice piece of Under Armour merchandise. You think they're just going to give a T-shirt? They give you a golf polo or pullover or something silly.
Right.
And it's 2 minutes from my house. Okay?
Something that's silly.
I do remember you got something silly.
Yes.
And then I think
that's what Kevin
I think
Klein
for some
said.
Reason I think it was
buy
a
something silly.
I think
Under
it was
Armour.
A rain out. Yeah. It was something like a rain out. So Cakes got like a bag.
Yeah.
And I thought, all right. So Cakes was like, can you do it? I can't do it this day. So I fill in, play the whole 18 holes. Like Cakes never even played a hole.
Nope.
He got a swag bag. I got that big. The people got him, I think, the first time.
You got zero.
Well, if the tournament was an hour and a half from your house, would you play it? Not 5 seconds?
He might. He's a good dude.
I might. I've played it when it's at Maryland a few times. Now it's half an hour from my house.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's
Johnny's
close.
A great guy.
He's a great dude.
Yeah, I know. I like Johnny.
Happy to support his event.
I got asked to play a golf tournament, and I don't know how Guy Lambert does this, but he asked me on Monday to play in a golf tournament at Renditions. Mm-hmm. All right. Nice course and everything.
Right.
But at 9:30 a.m.
Yeah, it's just not going to happen.
Does he know what you do?
I mean, we've worked in the same building for over a decade.
Right. Does he not know that we go till 10? He probably doesn't know.
Does he go to 9?
I bet you he has no idea that we work until 10 a.m.
I don't know when his show ends either.
Guy Lambert, who's a butt nice guy, has listened to this show zero times.
Well, speaking of that,
zero.
I think there were two, I won't call them friends, but acquaintances. One was a wife of a buddy of mine, and I don't think they know my last name because they said, I saw you quoted about the Washington football team in something called the MoCo show, which I really wasn't aware of.
It was Finley.
Of course. And it happened twice over the weekend. I said, I know I'm a JPF and he's a JPF. He's Finley. I'm Flame. It was at a kid's birthday party this weekend. Two different people.
I barely know your last name.
I got a silly last name.
Sure you did.
Right.
I mean, it's as silly as yours.
No, mine's not good.
B-I-C-K-L-E.
I don't love mine either.
Mine's not good.
I don't love mine.
All right, we got to get out of here. For Bishop Offill, Bickle and Flame, we'll see you tomorrow.
Guys right there.
B. Mitch and Finley next.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.